bless us to allow us to see another day. We have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give him praise because he's done so much for us. He's done marvelous things for us wherewith we are glad. And so even as we are preparing for this inspirational thought today, here it is, the 25th day of April. Can you believe it? At the end of this month, we'll be talking about moving into May. And so we praise God for sustaining us. And, you know, I'm still in resurrection mode and I'm still excited about the resurrection. And I still feel God's spirit moving inside of me and reminding me of the awesome sacrifice that was paid that we might have an opportunity to express to God how much we appreciate him. And so each of us, we ought to take time out to just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. You know, he's answered prayers, he's opened doors, he's made ways, he's healed, and he's delivered. And I know I have people who are on the call today who can testify to the fact that we serve an on-time God and that he is indeed a prayer-answering God. You know, that's one of my favorite sayings. And the song, you know, that it's attached to that. Of course, he may not come when you want him to, but we know that he's always right on time. And so there may be someone even who's viewing this particular inspirational moment or who's listening today. I heard some of you in your cars and you're making your way. Just be mindful of the fact that God has sustained you for a reason. He's kept you alive so that you might experience his goodness. And he has so much more, that's what we talked about Sunday, so much more in store that he wants to give you, that he wants you to experience, that he wants you to see. He wants you to see more. He wants you to do more. He wants you to give more. He wants you to, you know, do more in your service to him. We ought to give up our best to the master because when we just reflect on the awesome sacrifice, I mean, it ought to just make us want to just do everything that we can to make God smile. That's part of what our charge is and our purpose, to make God smile. And so we praise God for his keeping power today. Somebody say amen. Well, let me give you the playback number for those who are here, want to hear this message later. It's 605-475-3228. It's 605-475-3228. And again, we do thank each of you for your continued support of this Tuesday morning inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We do have listeners who are not in our time zone, and so we're grateful for those who have an opportunity to even hear this message on various platforms, but just want to make sure that we're clear in terms of the time frame for those who are on different time zones. But there's a word today as I was meditating, praying, and yet deliberating. I looked at my little devotional by Bishop Joseph Walker III. He is the presiding bishop of the Full Gospel International. And of course, he's right there in Nashville, but he is a writer and has several little books. But one that I use often for my personal devotional time is entitled A Date with Destiny. And it's really designed for couples and for those who are trying to help find the love and fulfill different needs in their lives. And so it's a devotional to help you find the love you need. That's really what it calls. But there's so much more in there that's rich. And I just add my little two or three pennies in when I have a chance. But he talked about this passage that really it's dear to my heart and helps me and get clarity and understanding even along my journey, because all of us need to have a devotional time. There should be a time where we don't just rely upon what happens on Sunday morning. And I know I'm preaching to the choir today, but there should be a time in our own lives where we set aside for disciplines so that we don't become stale and stagnant. And when we do get to the worship experience, we're excited and we're ready to go. And it's not foreign to us. We don't have to warm up. We're already ready to go by the time we do get to church on Sundays. And then it prepares us to do work even after we leave the church on Sundays. Because what God has called for us to do is not confined to a day. It's not confined to a building. It's not confined to a specific place. But we are the church. We are the body of Christ. And so wherever you go, you are representing God. And you ought to let your light shine in such a way that others might be able to see the God in you and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if they're in a struggle, if they're in need of prayer, they're going through, that they can come to you. And it's amazing how that happens oftentimes, because our witness ought to be of such where people know that we love God and that God loves us and that he loves them, and that you are one of the witnesses that will allow your actions and what you do to reflect the God that we serve. Your behavior should match your belief. You believe that, don't you? And you ought not just walk around and not have an expression of gratitude and appreciation. And your light ought to be shining in such a way that others will know that you love God and that you, and he loves you. But there's a passage in Galatians, the sixth chapter, verse number 9, where he says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap if you do not give up. Another translation puts it this way: let us not grow weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And so oftentimes people get sometimes discouraged because they don't see what they are expecting God to do. They don't get an answer to their prayer right off. I oftentimes tell people that we have to wait on God to do what he has to do. And sometimes God is trying to do something in you before he releases the blessing that you are asking for, because he knows what we're going through. He knows our situation. He knows our trial, and yes, even our tribulation. And oftentimes we are asking God to do something that many times we might not be ready for. And so we have to continue to work even while we are waiting. That's a word for somebody today, because I don't know where you are. You got to continue to work while you're waiting. And here it is, your season will come. You know, we can't become frustrated because we don't see what we're anticipating. We can't become bitter because we don't feel the move of God, and we don't see the result of our prayers, and what you're believing God for doesn't line up with what you're expecting him to do in your situation. Is that anybody? I'm not talking to anybody this morning, but you have to make sure now that in the midst of what you're going through, even if it haven't manifested itself yet, you have to continue to trust the timing of God in your situation. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. And so don't grow weary. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Don't grow weary when you don't see what you are anticipating God to do in your situation and in your circumstances. Help is on the way. And so one of the things that Bishop Walker shares in this particular little devotional, he says, one of the principles we must always remember is that there is seed time and harvest time. Wow, isn't that powerful? There's seed time and harvest time, because even if you go back to the book of beginnings, we know that in Genesis, the 8th chapter and verse number 22, this is what it says. It says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Let me read that again. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. In other words, the principle of seed time and harvest, first of all, was established by God and will be in effect as long as we're on the earth. So God has a plan in motion for us, even though we might feel as if we're going through the motions, yet we're missing our harvest. That's a powerful word right there. I said many times we might feel as if we're just going through the motions And somebody might be listening to me this morning who feels that way and that you're missing your harvest. But your season will come. That's what the word is encouraging us here today, not to grow weary in well-doing and doing good. Continue to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And when the time does come for what you have planted to produce, then God will be the one who makes that happen. And many times we equate us receiving what God has in store for us, just as the planters and those who are harvesters, if you will, those who are farmers, you know, they have to plant a seed in a certain season, and then they have to cultivate that seed, they have to nurture that seed, they have to water that seed, they have to continue to go around and pull out the weeds so that it won't interrupt what God is doing in terms of the harvest that they're anticipating. And so it is with us. When we plant, when God plants something in us, or when we release our seed to God through various means, then we have to make sure that we do everything on our end to, for that harvest to produce when God says it's time. And so God's time is not our time. His ways far exceed our ways. And so we have to remember that God is in control, but we ought not grow weary in doing good. So don't become frustrated or bitter, but become better as a result of you continue to press toward the mark in the midst of what you're going through. So sometimes we have to narrow our focus and stay on point and making sure that we understand this whole process of seed time and harvest time. Because in Galatians, the sixth chapter and verse number seven, two verses prior to that, Paul explains the seed time and the harvest. He said, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever one sows, that will he also reap." And so sometimes we sow bad seed, and you know what? We get a bad harvest. Many times the things that we're planting, they are not always good. And so Paul just makes it clear, God is not mocked. Now, what you sow, that's what you're going to get. So you got to make sure that you do what is required of you by sowing good seed. And so the challenge then for us, and the challenge for all of us really, is not to give up before we receive what God has promised. I want to encourage you today not to give up on what God has promised he would do. His promises are sure, and his satisfaction is yet guaranteed. And so the word for today is a word of encouragement for you to hold on to see what the end will be like. Yeah, hold on and see what the end will be like. You do your part, and God will do his part. And your seeds and your investments have not been in vain. But don't just stop giving because you don't see what you're expecting God to do. Don't stop planting because you don't see what God, what you're asking God to do. You have to walk in these principles, and you have to know that when it comes to fruition, for those who have faith, it will be obvious to you and to those who are around you that you waited on God. Isaiah says, "They that wait upon the Lord," you know that scripture, "shall renew their strength." You know, in our waiting, many times God is trying to get something done in us so that when he gets ready to release what we've been praying for and what we've been asking him to do, we'll be ready to receive it. So it's our prayer today that you don't grow weary. It's our prayer today that you continue to do a good work and continue to press toward the mark. It's our prayer today and to let you know that even though many times you might feel as if you're going through the motions and you're yet missing your harvest, your season will come. Don't grow weary. It's going to come to pass. And if God said he would do a thing, you can count on God. So be encouraged today and continue to press. And when that thing does happen, when the manifestation does become obvious, not only you would know it, but everybody else would know that you have been waiting for God to do exactly what he said he would do in your situation. So be encouraged today, even as you prepare to make your way through the remainder of this day and this week, and know that we are not going to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not faint or give up. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we praise you and we magnify and we glorify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for sustaining us in this season and for allowing us to see another day. We give you praise that we know that you created a time of everything under the heaven. And so, God, we pray now that you will help us to sow wisely and to have patience to see the seeds that we have sown grow into fruition. We know that it's all in your time. So help us to continue to work while it's yet day. For your word says, when night comes, no man can work. And so we love you today and we bless you and we honor you. And we decree on this, the 25th day of April, that we're going to do more, we're going to be more, and we're going to expect more because we're trusting the process. So help us now, even as we move forward. God, many have needs today. Many are yet praying for others. Many are interceding on behalf of others. There are people in the hospitals. There are those who are yet grieving the loss of loved ones. There are others who are yet trying to rehab and trying to get back on track. And so, God, we pray that you will meet those needs, that you will show yourself strong, that you will help us to continue to do what you have called for us to do. And so, God, we decree and declare that we shall be healed, we shall be whole, and we shall be set free. For he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So we love you and we honor you, and we know that our time will come and our season will come. So we give you praise in advance. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you continue to make your way. And don't forget to keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to use you in a powerful way to be a light for somebody else. And remember Galatians 6 and 9, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.